Hello.
Hello, my name is Artis. I'm calling from your emergency roadside assistance. May I speak with Ms. Helena Leon?
This is her.
Hey, I was giving you a phone call because we were pulling up your dispatch that you put in for your lockout service. I was not able to pull up your policy. Did your policy pull up when you put it in the system?
Yes, I got the text message, so I just put everything through there, and then is that how I was supposed to do it?
You said you received a text message?
Yeah, so I called my insurance, and then they gave me the number for you guys,
mm-hmm.
and then they gave me a text message to send to you guys to get the roadside assistance.
Oh, okay. Yes, I wasn't able to pull up your policy with the information you provided. Can you provide me with your member number or member ID?
Yeah, let me look it up on my email. Hold on. Actually, I think I have it right. Okay, you need the policy number?
Yes.
Okay, it's CO4515055.
Okay, yes, that's the one that you provided before, and it wasn't able to find your policy with that information.
That's the one that's on my statement for my general.
Let's see. Do you have a producer code and plan letter?
The numbers that they gave me is 7270.
And then also your plan letter?
Where do I find that at?
It should be next to your producer code.
They just gave me that CO number. Let me look it up on my email and see if I can pull it up through there.
Okay.
Sorry.
No problem.
Okay, so the only thing that's pulling up is, let's see, my policy number, because I'm doing it through the app. And then, so it's only that CO number, 45CO4515055.
Okay, I tried it with the 4-5 in the front, and I'm still not able to find your policy. Do you see your plan letter on there?
No. Let me see if I can pull it up. What would my plan number start with?
It can be like an A or B, C, or it can be like A1, B1, B2.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. Let's see. One G, 4 C, W, 5 2, K, 3 Y, 4 1 8 4 1 1 5.
And what would that number be?
For the, do you want me to read it off to you again?
Yes.
Okay. 1G, as in goat. 4, C as in cat. W is in water. 5, 2, K is in king. 3, Y is in yo-yo. 4 1 8 4 1 1 5.
Okay, and what was this number for?
That is the, so it's under, it's on top of the policy number. Because I'm looking at my insurance verification numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's pulling up. So I got a 1G and a 1B. So the 1G is for my truck, and then the 1G is for my other car.
Okay, yeah, this is the VIN number.
Okay, those are the only numbers I have.
Okay. Now, the only thing that we can do from here is to, since we can't get the plan letter, that would be the next further step to go ahead and try to research your policy. We would need your effective date, the producer code, and also the plan letter. If we aren't able to obtain this information, then we'll have to refer you back to your plan provider to try to get that information. Or we can offer you an out-of-pocket expense today, which will basically allow you to submit it in for a reimbursement consideration with your plan provider.
And how much would that be?
Okay. Give me one moment. Let's see.
Okay, so you said I need my plan
letter.
Plan letter. Okay. Let me call my insurance.
Okay.
Okay.
Just give us a call back. I'll leave your call open.
So you need my plan letter and what else?
And your, let's see, effective date, and check on your producer code just to make sure that's the same one.
Producer hold.
Producer code, I'm sorry.
Oh, producer code. Okay. I will give you a call back.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.